Welcome to the underground.
Turn me up, bitch!
My Little Underground with Peter A.
It's My Little Underground. I'm Peter A. Make sure you're listening anywhere you get podcasts. And you can follow me on socials at MLUPod. And you can also listen to the My Little Underground archives over at peteraradio.com/My Little Underground and wherever you get podcasts. Today on the show, all the way from Tallahassee, Florida, we got the rapper, producer, DJ, Artisan P on the show to talk about his label, Citronella Room, and his brand new EP, Different Forms, and his 2022 plans for the label and Artisan P as an artist. So help me welcome, all the way from Tallahassee, Florida, Artisan P on My Little Underground. Welcome, welcome, Artisan P.
How you
My
doing?
My Little Underground. Yeah, I'm pretty good, man. You're down in sunny Tallahassee, Florida. How's it going down there?
Pretty good. It's been cooling down a little bit. Not as hot anymore, so it's getting nice out. But yeah, everything is good.
Yeah, yeah. Define cooling it down, because here we're in like the 40s. I think so. New York's not so bad now.
I'd say about the 50s, 60s. It's been hitting the 40s, though, so it's been feeling, you know, pretty good, but...
I already missed that weather already.
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's a nice break from how bad the summer's been, so...
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I gotta say, I first discovered you on that wonderful Plastic Miracles Volume 2 compilation. The one remix was on there, and I knew I had to have you on from listening to that, and... How did you get involved with Plastic Miracles? How did they find you? Did you find them? What was happening?
Yeah, so I kind of befriended Elise from Oceanator over Twitter. It was one of those, when they first started Bandcamp Friday, you know, I posted a tweet about just like a thread of different artists to follow and support. And I guess somehow she found that. I listened to some stuff that she posted that day. And we kind of just started connecting, interacting with each other. And yeah, she just reached out to me, asked me if I wanted to contribute a song. And I had a track that I hadn't used for anything. So it was just like a super exclusive, you know, track for that. Just a remix off of, you know, something else I did previously. So it was interesting because, you know, true remix, you know, a different beat, different lyrics. So I figured this would be like the perfect song to just like, you know, have some new shit out there, basically.
Yeah, it's like you're giving Elise DJ Clue powers, you know, giving her exclusives only for just for Bandcamp, which is dope. I love that.
That's cool.
Did anybody come to you? Well, aside from me, did anyone come to you like, yeah, I found you from the Plastic Miracles compilation?
I think a couple people, like some of the other artists that were on the compilation, I kind of was introduced to, and I think vice versa. And I don't know, not really, I guess. I think, yeah, not too many people, honestly. Yeah, so it's cool when, you know, people do mention that because I think it's a cool thing. I definitely support what she's doing and that label. You know, I bought myself a copy of the tape and a shirt and everything. So, yep. You know, it is cool to kind of just reach out to, like, just, you know, little random pockets here and there, you know, being a part of that.
Yeah. You know what you got to get? I don't know. It's probably sold out already, but the holiday sweater, the Oceanator holiday sweater, is the greatest thing. So good. I went to Minneapolis and I sported it because it was a perfect time to bring it out. Everybody was saying to me, all the flight attendants was like, oh, you're getting into the holiday spirit. But they had no idea who was on the shirt. And I was like, yeah, I'm full of
it. I don't know if I've seen that one, but I got to check it out.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds good.
Yeah. Tell me about Citronella Room.
Citronella Room. Yeah.
Citronella Room. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little label I started over the past couple months. And,
oh, it's your label?
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Wow.
Yeah. So Citronella is something I started with a couple friends of mine that I've been collaborating with for a while. So, you know, it's just kind of a way for me to just release some of my music and my friends' music as well. And I have a bunch of different musical projects that I like to do on the side. So it's kind of a way to put all that together out of one outlet. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So just trying to, you know, work on that, working on some music. I just released some stuff a couple weeks ago. We have a record coming out soon, a vinyl that we're pressing up. So, Yeah, just little by little, kind of building up and, you know, getting that together.
When you started it, were you thinking of, okay, I'm going to put on some artists from the Tallahassee area or the greater Florida region or what?
Yeah.
What was
your, yep. Yeah, definitely trying to cover Florida as a whole because I grew up in Miami, so you know, between Miami and Tallahassee, there's a whole lot of space to cover, a lot of people I've met, a lot of different scenes within, you know. So I'm just trying to, you know, obviously myself and Buster Wolf, he's based in Tallahassee, he's a longtime collaborator, and then DJ Proof is another longtime collaborator. I know him from Miami, so he's part of that team as well. So just a way to kind of showcase what Florida has to offer in you know. There's just so many different sounds out here, so just trying to, you know, do my thing, do some of that, you know, boom bap, you know, lo-fi, just stuff that I like to enjoy and, you know, get high to and just, you know, vibe out to and, you know, chill. But, you know, I'm just trying to, especially once all this COVID stuff kind of clears up a little bit, you know, yep. We'll be able to kind of just, like, you know, incorporate more of, like, the live element, the DJ element, et cetera. So just trying out new things.
Yeah, and you know, not to compare your music, but I was listening to Jay Dilla's Donuts, and that's like the perfect, not necessarily just leave in the background, but it can exist in the background, and it's really just when people think of like chill music, that's it, that's the album, and I feel like your music is up to that. You know, it's very, it's not I'm gonna punch you in the face like listening to Run the Jewels or Czarface. It's like, okay, let's all relax, chill. You know, we're all a little high, so let's just, you know, enjoy the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's funny that you say that because I've been DJing on the side, and the main goal with that is to kind of like chill in the background, but also, you know, if you tune in, pay attention, you know, you can kind of vibe out to listen to something you maybe have never heard before, you know, maybe if you feel like dancing after a couple of drinks, you know. But it's also just like, you know, I'm not necessarily like the main event. I'm here to kind of just set the mood, listen to some tunes in the background, you know. And yeah, just trying to, you know, especially like the 7-inch that we're doing, it's instrumentals, you know, so just a couple beats that, you know, two, it's a split between two producers. Buster Wolf and Late Show Host is a producer as part of the label. And it's just some, you know, chill music, you know, just like how you described it.
Yeah. So tell me about some of the artists I should be paying attention to from Citrona Room.
That we should pay attention to, you're saying? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So, of course, myself, Artisan P, you know?
Yeah.
Buster Wolf definitely is one that you should pay attention to. He is a rapper, but he also makes beats. So he has a bunch of experimental beat tapes out on Bandcamp, but he also raps, and he's like one of the best rappers, in my opinion, up here in Tallahassee. We have a lot of similar tastes, so it might be a biased opinion, but he's definitely up there. Super talented photographer or artist all around. And DJ Proof, I mean, it's just four of us total, but you know, DJ Proof, he's got a bunch of beat tapes. He's a dope producer. I've been rapping over his beats for, you know, 5 to 6 years. Same as Buster Wolf. We've done a lot of collaborations together. So he really has that, like, good energy, New York feel. You know, it actually reminds me of Jay Dilla mixed with DJ Premier, you know, mixed
My
with,
people.
You know, Sky Zoo. Like, he's worked with Sky Zoo before. So just that, like, I don't know, it's funny because when I met him, there weren't a lot of, at least not a lot of DJs that I knew that was playing some of the stuff that he was playing. So when I met him, it was kind of just like a supernatural, just like, I don't know, it's just funny, like some of the songs he played, I would never expect to hear out at a bar in Miami, you know, in particular. So we connected, and he's, you know, super talented, super cool dude. You know, he's got beats for days. You know, both him and Buster Wolf just have beats for days. So yeah, definitely check them out.
You brought up Premier, and I don't know if you're familiar, but he has a web series called So What's Up. And he goes through some of his famous beats, and he tells a story about how it all came together. And Premier is just an amazing storyteller. So, you know, if you're a fan of, like, beats and Premier, obviously, that is a must watch. I can't recommend that enough.
It's funny. I was actually hanging out with Buster Wolf a couple weeks ago, and he was putting me on to that. We were watching some of that at his crib the other day. So,
yeah
I'm definitely tapping in. I'm actually currently watching the Wu-Tang series on Hulu right now.
Oh, phenomenal.
And I think I'm like two episodes into the second season, like two or three episodes. And Yeah, the show's amazing. So it's always cool to kind of just kind of see the process, and it's like really motivating and inspiring, and it just makes me want to just keep doing what I'm doing, you know. So I love all that stuff for sure.
Did you see the Showtime documentary of Mics and Men?
No, I haven't. Actually, I guess when it came out, I missed it. I don't have Showtime, but I was watching, going back and watching like Wu-Tang interviews because of watching the show. But they were talking about that in a more recent, because I guess it came out like a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
So they were talking about it, but I do need to check that out. Like, I feel like I'd enjoy that a lot.
And Wu-Tang, they're just the best interviews. All of them, individually, too. Method Man, RZA especially, Raekwon. He did a 2-hour conversation with Talib Kweli that's just out of this world.
Oh, so good. Yeah. No, they're all characters. I've seen them perform live multiple times.
Together or individually?
So together. I've seen them together as a group maybe twice. Once at Rock the Bells in Miami, like in 2007.
Wow.
And I went to Soundset in Minnesota a couple years ago when Wu-Tang played as well. But I've also seen them individually, like, you know, Ghostface I've seen a bunch of times, you know, Raekwon, GZA, mostly, you know, Method Man. I don't think I've seen him separately, but definitely Ghostface a bunch. And Raekwon, GZA, like those main three I've seen a couple times.
I'm about to see Inspect the Deck with Esoteric, Starface. Nice. Yeah, nice. They're coming through New York, so I'm gonna check them out. It's gonna be a trip seeing Inspect the Deck right in front of my face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, awesome. Actually, I saw him play a festival once also, in St. Augustine. It was this random festival because it was 3 days, and like the first 2 days was, you know, a bunch of whole, you know, punk bands and, you know, a bunch of cool stuff. But on Sunday in particular, they had a day where it was just like one stage was all hip hop the whole day. So like Inspect the Deck was there, Cool Keith, Keith Murray. GZA was also there, KRS-One, MERS was there. Wow. So yeah, they don't make them like they used to, but that was like a festival that I was able to afford to go to, you know, and then for 3 days, and yeah, it was amazing. But yeah.
Tell me as a label head, your release strategy. Like, where do you okay, let me put this guy out first, or fuck it, let's just put everybody out.
Yeah, honestly, that's something I'm still kind of working on. But the way that I've been doing it lately is just, you know, who has stuff that's ready to go. But then I'm also trying to like stagger it where it's not like, you know, so for example, Buster Wolf just put out some instrumental stuff. So probably, you know, do a couple more instrumental projects because he has a series that he's working on. And then maybe like a year down the line, we'll do like some rap stuff with him. So I think what I wanted to do is, long story short, initially I just wanted to roll out an EP from each artist first and kind of just get that going. So I did my artist EP one a couple weeks ago, then comes the Buster Wolf Late Show Host split, and then DJ Proof is going to have an EP out probably in like January or so. And then once that round is done, kind of start to figure out like what's working, what's not working, and then start introducing some of the full length material stuff. So I'm kind of like doing it in cycles, you know, kind of have everyone do like their initial introductory project. And then, you know, so just trying to do visuals, videos. I downloaded TikTok just to kind of see what the fuss was about. I honestly feel like an old person using it because I'm not very good at it. But, you know, just trying to do the whole social media thing and like, you know, playlists, etc., and, you know, have fun with it. You know, this whole thing was to just be as creative as possible. So making our own visuals and videos and, you know, little things just to kind of have fun with it.
Yeah, yeah. As far as your EP is concerned, different forms, you know, you're working with longtime collaborators, beat makers too, like, you know, Dr. LaFlo, DJ Proof. So are you involved with the beat making process at all?
Not necessarily, not really, actually, to be honest, not with like those guys. So Dr. LaFlo and I, we did not a full length, but we did an EP. I like to do kind of like one producer project. So like Gangstar, you know, Guru, Premier, you know, so I've done that with Proof. I've done that with Dr. LaFlo. So, you know, these guys they all kind of have their own different sound, you know, so I don't really have like much input, honestly, at all, really, because they kind of already have that pretty much put together. Then I'll kind of come up and write to it, And it's interesting because they all have different styles, so they all kind of force me to write differently. So I kind of just adapt to like what they're bringing to the table, basically. So not necessarily, honestly. Like I do make beats on the side for myself for the most part, but yeah, with those guys, they kind of just they have you know complete control, and I just kind of come in and work myself around it pretty much.
You brought up you know Gangstar Premiere again. Tell me about the importance of finding the right producer to work with.
You know, it really makes a difference because, you know, if you try to put something together that's not natural and organic, it's going to come out, you know, in the product, you know? So, you know, there's certain rhymes or ways, you know, like it just plays a big role, I think, you know what I mean? Like, especially with people that you could trust and not feel any pressure with, you know? Some people like to have, you know, producers with a lot of input. Some people like, you know, people that are a little laid back. And, you know, for the most part, like, my relationship with these guys is, you know, we kind of respect, you know, you do your thing, you do ours, and then we'll kind of get together. And, like, we'll kind of, once the bulk of the stuff is complete, then we'll kind of, like, you know, if we're recording it, we'll... you know, try different things here and there. So it's always good to like work with someone that you could trust so that you don't feel like too offended if like, you know, if you think like you wrote like this ill ass rhyme and then they're like, you know, like they're not afraid to kind of just say, oh, try this instead. And especially with them making the beats, I'm always like open to hearing their opinions because, you know, what are they thinking when they hear someone rapping on it? You know, so I kind of want to, you know, just work with that. And it challenges me to just step out of my comfort zone sometimes too, you know? So I think it's important because honestly, I've only worked with the people that I know, and I feel like, you know, there'll be a time where I'll probably, you know, work with someone random, but I feel like it's just less stressful once you have that, you know, those people that you know, that you work with, you know, you work well with, and it kind of just keeps it fun, you know, because I feel like anything else would make it like feel like work, you know, like an assignment rather than just, you know, a couple friends, you know, working on music together.
Yeah, like, so when you're making, let's say, your latest EP, right? Yeah. Are you in the studio when your producers are making the beats, or are they just sending them to you and then you approve it?
Yeah, right now they're just sending them to me. Okay. When Proof and I did an EP together like 5 years ago. That one we were in the studio kind of building together and working more closely. But I moved out of Miami and then with COVID and all that right now. And then with Dr. LaFleau, he just sent me stuff and I sent him back my demos, you know, so he could kind of like hear what it sounds like, and then I'll go in for real and work on it. And then if, you know, wherever in the same city, we'll link up and just kind of like, you know, talk about mostly like marketing plans, quote unquote, not necessarily, you know, how are we, oh, let's make sure it's, oh, you want to do tapes, and we'll talk about stuff like that mostly. But as far as like creatively, they'll basically send me like a finished beat for the most part, and I'll kind of just rap over it, and we'll kind of just send it back and forth and, you know, hear what we each think about it. So
yeah. You play guitar as well, and you've been in bands before. Now, you've been rapping a lot more recently. So are you still trying to flex your guitar muscle or work it out now that you're rapping more? You try to incorporate your instrument palette to your new creative outlet?
Yeah, a little bit. And that's a more recent thing because I kind of haven't been playing the guitar as much as I would like to. But lately, I've been kind of putting together my little home studio setup and making beats and using the guitar to incorporate into that. So, yeah, I'm trying to sneak that in a little bit with some of my beats. But I also feel like not a lot of my beats are going to see the light of day. So right now I'm just like getting into like, you know, learning how to record guitar again and like... Because, I mean, I haven't played in a band in, like, almost, you know, over 10 years now. So I haven't really been in it like I was back in the day. So I'm trying to, like, you know, it's like learning how to, you know, relearn how to ride a bike or whatever. But, just, you know, just the technical aspects of, like, mixing and the plugs and having the right things to plug it into and all that. But, yeah, I think that's going to make an appearance soon. Like, I'm, like, starting to work on my first full-length album. So I feel like you'll hear some guitar on that one for sure.
Did you ever play Fest?
Yes, once. One time with my old band. I used to play in a band called Sleeping Spiders. And we played Fest, I want to say in 2011 or 10, I can't remember, but that was the only time I've played Fest. But I've attended a couple times. I think I've been like 4 times in total. But it was a blast because you get to play a show and then go to the festival for free the rest of the weekend. So, but it is my goal to play again soon as Artisan P, you know, as like doing a rap set instead of, you know, with the band. So,
yeah, because I've only heard like, you know, indie rock style-ish, emo-ish bands that play that bill. So it will be cool to see some hip hop representation on that too.
No, for sure. And I'm friends with like a lot of people that play the Fest, you know, being in bands from back in the day, especially Florida being so small, I've met a lot of people that are still playing in bands and still doing Fest and all that. So I would definitely have a lot of friends out there if I were there. So I'm definitely, if the invitation is out there, I'm
excited. Yeah. So you've been DJing, and tell me what got you into DJing.
That's something I've always wanted to do since I was a kid, probably before I wanted to rap. I've always wanted to be a DJ. I have an older cousin who DJs and like older family friends that DJ. So I've always been fascinated by that. And I also feel like I have a good taste in music. So I like to share that, you know what I mean? So, so far I'm kind of just, a DJ as like a hobbyist. I'm not, you know, the real deal. Like I'm not the best at all, but that's something that like I've been working on just for fun. You know, I've done a couple of gigs here and there, you know, mixing, and I'm just like slowly kind of living out my middle school fantasy of becoming a DJ. So, you know, 20 years later or so, I'm still like working on that goal right now. So,
yeah. Is that how long you've been DJing?
No, that's how long I've been wanting to be a DJ.
But, okay.
I've been, mixing, like, maybe the past, especially during COVID and the whole lockdown, like, during 2020, I had a lot of time to just be in my room and just, you know, put together set lists and just kind of, like, you know, have fun with it. But yeah, I also DJ, so if anybody needs a DJ, hit me up.
How often do you DJ?
So during the summer, I had a nice run. I was doing, it was pretty popping during the summer, but I just did like a Halloween party, you know, last month. And so I kind of do like a lot of those like bigger events, like New Year's Eve and things like that. In Tallahassee here, there's a lot of like vintage, like market shops or marketplaces things. So I'll kind of like pull up and they'll have me and I'll, you know, play some music for a couple hours, things like that. So I'm hoping for that to pick up as well too. But I'd say maybe a couple times a month or so.
So you're doing mostly like parties and like flea market type things? Yeah, no weddings yet?
Not yet. No, I've been asked a couple of times. I was supposed to do a wedding, but everything got pushed back like this past year or whatever. But yeah, that's going to be coming up soon. Yeah, a couple of requests for weddings. So yeah.
Is an Artisan P tour or a Citronrella tour in the works?
Soon. Yeah, that's something I was actually thinking about. I kind of want to start by doing just a couple little Florida runs. I was probably going to wait till next year to start doing shows again. Because I used to, you know, do a lot of shows here in town, and I kind of burned myself out a little bit right before COVID started, but I think early next year I'll be ready to kind of just start doing some local shows again and then hit up, like, you know, Gainesville and, like, other surrounding areas just to kind of start getting the name out there, start pushing out some merch, et cetera. So,
all right. What about your DJ sets? Like, would you incorporate, like, when you're building out your tour, would you incorporate DJ sets on that tour, or you would just keep the two separate?
You know, I thought about doing that. And like the thing with Citronella Room, I want it to be like more DJ friendly as well. So like what I was doing was like booking shows where it's like, all right, so the bill is going to have like two rappers and then two DJs or two producers who will do like a beat set and kind of just like switch it up a little bit. So I want to, I'd be down to do that, whether I just open the show before the, you know, show starts, or after my set do a set, you know, or something like that. But I'd be more than happy to do something like that for sure.
All right. Artisan Pete, thank you so much for coming on My Little Underground. You can plug away, tell people where to follow you, buy the music, stream the music, what have you.
Yeah, so citronellaroom.com, Artisan Pete, I'm on Bandcamp, Spotify, all streaming services. I got some CDs. Citronella Room is going to have some vinyl shipping out in January, so you could go ahead and order that. But yeah, hit me up Google it. You'll see, you'll find it, Artisan P, and then citronellaroom.com for everything else as well. So.
All right, Artisan P, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me. That was great.